My name is Aram. My pronouns are he, him, and welcome back to God's Fall. In order to move God's Fall to a game we record virtually, we've had to invest in audio gear for all of our players. We really need to recoup some of our expenses to keep the show going throughout the entire season. For $5 a month, you'll get access to a bunch of original stories, art, maps, my complete DM's notes, and early God's Fall releases, including the first four episodes of Season 6. Check us out at patreon.com/godsfall. If you want to donate to the show, you can do so at paypal.me/godsfall or ko-fi.com/godsfall. If you cannot afford to donate, don't worry. We'd love for you to leave us a review to help get the show in front of more people. To find all the places you can support and review God's Fall, head over to doesitroll.com/support. Please enjoy Season 6, Episode 3, Countdown, Part 3, and listen to the next episode right now at patreon.com/godsfall.
My name is Michael. My pronouns are he, him. I play Zion Preeton, the newly arisen god of force.
My name is Doug, and my pronouns are he and him, and I play Doro Knot, the newly arisen god of travel.
My name is Joe. My pronouns are he, him, and I play Lord Haldir Loran, the newly arisen god of war.
My name is Kelly. My pronouns are she, her, and I play Rena Falaval, the arisen god of luck.
My name is Doug, and I play Doro Knot, the newly arisen god of travel, for the God's Fall podcast. I'm also Doe, the survival horror game streamer on Twitch at twitch.tv/IMADOUGH. Doe me a favor. I really need you to check out my channel. Together, we can make my Twitch community badder. You know, give and bake. Again, that address is twitch.tv/IMADOUGH.
We gotta stop getting god squads that aren't ready to help us. I know I felt him for a second. Is there any way for me to push disadvantage on him through the connection?
Yes, 100%. You can try and do that.
Okay.
How does that work?
I don't know.
Does he have to roll? He must have a saving throw, right? I imagine it would be wisdom. So it'd have to be a 17.
Yeah.
All right. And he rolled a 14. So, you, as he goes to give the command for everyone to attack Caitlin, apparently, he looks like he has a pain in his head, and he can feel you, and you see him like look up and look directly at you, and he frowns, and he closes his fist, and all of the stones explode. So I would like you to roll a dexterity save.
Oh man, 11.
All right, you fail, and you take 11 points of damage. Ouch. As these little bits of Godstone explode and embed into your flesh, and the little black tentacles suck into your body, and you can feel them spreading through your chest.
Oh, boy.
I would like you two to roll initiative to enter the initiative with everyone else.
If y'all just need to knock me unconscious, you know, that'd be great. Because I'm a menace.
Get it out. So. Get it out.
Better cryostasis. I'm assuming that Nira is just going to peace out at this point.
Yes. Nira is freaked and very, very concerned about what's... She just lost her entire flock, and she's got to collect her magic items. She's not had a good day.
She's also in the rafters still, just, like, having a moment.
And she's also terrified of heights and doesn't know how to get down. Yeah, exactly. So she's done.
Now I steal her treasure.
Yeah, I know. That would be quite a shame.
Snatch it.
She was so nice to you.
I jump down there and point up to her. You can't stop me now, can you?
She's too scared to respond.
Are you really doing
this? I don't do that.
I'm chaotic good.
This is a friend of one of your dead clanmates.
Yeah, no, I don't do that. I'm chaotic good.
Right. Can you take like one thing?
No.
First to act is Doro.
Okay. So, Doro, you've heard all this screaming. You can clearly see that your friends are engaged in divine battle. What are you doing?
Did he see the things happen to me?
He definitely saw it explode and rip into your chest. He definitely saw that.
And I'm still me. Like, I still have my thoughts. I just feel like a thing in me.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
As Rena jumps down and starts to, like, collect up these shard things, I yell from the rafters, "Stop! What are you doing?" And then she, like,
boom.
As she's collecting them, they fucking explode in front of her.
Yeah.
And I say, "See? Are you okay?"
Yeah, she got knocked about 10 feet back. The whole front of her jacket is all torn up, and there are these stones embedded into her chest that are glowing.
But I can see that?
Yes.
Okay, so I teleport down to her, and I'm, like, checking over her, like, "Are you okay? What happened?"
You see this black ichor inside these stones slip into her body, and you see, like, the front of her chest kind of ripple.
I don't think this is good.
Nope.
I'm going to try to force it out of me. I don't know how this is going to go.
Okay. I guess make a constitution save.
Let's see. 5.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Whatever. Okay. You don't feel like you can stop these things. They are continuing to crawl and seemingly spread. You feel them in your shoulder. Like, everything feels a little achy as they're moving. So your chest felt achy. Now your shoulders are feeling achy.
Okay, Doro, I want you to grab my hand, and we're going to try and teleport these out of me.
What?
This needs to not be in here. This needs to...
What? No! No, stop! Don't touch me!
You're, like, you just, you know... And then I take a godstone out, like a little piece I have, and I like throw it on the ground, and I go, "Put your divinity in that. Do it.
You can do that, Doro. You can put your divinity into that stone.
As she's like, at first she was like reaching to grasp towards me, and it's like, "You have to use your divinity." And I'm like, I like jump back, like, "Don't touch me." And then she's like, "Oh, wait, here." And she throws down the crystal. "Put your divinity in that." I'm like, "Okay." And I, like, touch it from a distance with my toe, like my foot, so I'm not reaching over to, like, get near her, and I do it.
So you throw your teleport ability into the stone.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This stone, he reaches out, touches it with his toe, puts his teleport ability into it, and you know it's worked because the stone vanishes and appears back in your hand.
Okay. So then, now I'm going to try and, like, bridge with it to try and, like...
Roll a bridge, roll me your divinity.
this
could go really well or very badly.
Okay, so this is a 19.
Yeah, all right. So what did you want to happen?
I wanted to do, like, that kind of thing that, like, when it does... You know how I have, like, that shifty thing when I do, like, pathways? So I wanted to ripple, and then I wanted to, like, go in different, like... It has the different, like, phases, and then I just want it to, like, come out in, like, an orb of, like, ichor.
Cool. Yeah, you're able to do exactly that. You do kind of shift, and it does form this little ball of ichor inside the godstone.
I was going to say, it was, like, the one I was holding. I was like, I want to, like, push it into there and then be, like...
Yeah.
And then just, like, drop it and be, like, okay.
Yep. And there is a little swirling ball of black inside that godstone at your feet.
I got it out. It's all good.
Well, technically, it's the Kadarian's turn before Rena's, but that worked well for the,
Yeah, that actually did work well. Okay. So then, as you guys are doing that, it's now the Kadarian's?
Sure.
All right. They are continuing to fire at you, Zion, since you are a big glowing purple target, basically, and your brother's pissed. So they're going to fire a bunch more. Three more of them hit. And so take another 12 points of damage off of your shield as they, again, just explode against it.
Okay.
12 plus 9, right?
Yeah.
So 21 total.
Tink, tink, tink.
That was their turn. Your brother has now drawn a sword and run into the inn.
Isn't there also a boar in there?
Yes, who is now, you can hear patrons screaming and people dying.
Have fun with that, Foza.
Right. Okay. Speaking of which, Granta. Oh, wait. We don't, we didn't ever put Team Bad God in the...
Oh, right. Good point. I'm going to go all at once. It's just going to be easier.
Right.
So, because there's 27 people in combat right now. Put them in at 13. So Granta is creating chaos. It looks like Caitlin's going to run into the inn, and Foza just ran into the inn. So that's who's in the inn right now.
Okay, Haldir.
The construct is here now, right?
Yes, directly below you.
And wait on.
Okay. You're going to wait on it? All right, excellent.
No, hold on, not yet.
All right.
No, I mean, like, because that is, it's directly below. So how tall is this thing? Because we're two stories up, so we're like 20 feet up.
This thing is about 14 feet tall. So it gets the edge, it looks up at you, and its giant hand just slams right at the edge of your balcony, and its fingers just crunch into the railing.
Don't I have some ability to be able to look at, like, weakness points in a monster? Know thy enemy. As a bonus action, the God of War can study an opponent's mannerisms to gain a temporary advantages against them. Makes inside check either against a creature's CR or their level plus 5. If successful, the god may choose an ability to gain against that creature.
I would like you to roll your insight as you stare into this thing's cracked face.
Oh, it's a natural one.
Mm.
Yes.
I know nothing about this thing.
Yeah, it is inscrutable to you. you believe, perhaps, maybe if you were to jump on its back and hug it, that you could gain control of it. But it seems risky.
I jump on its back. No.
Really?
No.
That'd be so out of all deer. Like, fuck you it. Know, I'm going
Hal
cowboy.
Haldir looks at it and he thinks, maybe if I jump on its back, there's no way that's no, right.
That's not best camp, right?
There's no way. No. I want to just shotgun it again in the top of the head. Well, a few things. Actually, do I see, because the God Squad sees Caitlin.
Correct.
Do I see them? The anti-god squad.
Yeah. At this point, I would like you to roll perception. Like you're a little focused on the giant stone thing
right.
Coming for you. But let me see if you spot them.
13.
Yeah, I'll tell you what you do a spot. Because Balam never tries to hide herself. She's just fucking cocktail dress. So Balam is now transforming into that giant red slod creature you saw before, and that certainly catches your eye. So in the alleyway is this huge hulking creature that must be Balam, unless there's an exact duplicate of it here, who is now heading into the inn as well. So now it's going to be Caitlin and Foza and Balam and Agranta. In the end.
All right. Well, you know what? You know, I guess finish what you started. I'm going to shotgun the thing in the head.
This thing has basically put a giant hand onto the balcony. It's looking directly up towards the balcony, and you just pop over maybe 4 feet from it, and you're going to unload into its face with a shotgun.
Yep. So okay. The first shot was a 21 to hit.
21 definitely hits.
The second one was a natural 20 to hit.
Okay, so roll damage for the first one. For the second one, take max damage, then roll damage, then add your damage bonus on top of that.
And also damage.
And also have some damage.
15 for the first. 2 die 8 plus 4, which is 20 for the...
So 15 plus 20 is 35. Now roll again and add the damage bonus.
So plus 20, so 15 plus 20, then 12.
50 something.
So 35, so 47 points of damage. Okay.
My God.
That's 47.
Somebody's OP.
It's like killing a level 8 character.
You fire straight into its face. It cracks. You pump, fire again. The head explodes. Crackling energy seems to fire alongside this creature as huge cracks appear in the stone and just collapse. And goes completely inert.
All right, that's one down.
Fucking hell. Who's next?
All right, Para.
He's just been like circling this fire until it encircled all the Granta, but Caitlin's put them all out. So then he turns and forms another wall in between you and the Kadarians so they can't fire at you anymore. He doesn't want to start throwing fireballs at him. He doesn't want to kill anyone. Fair, you know, Paris still like,
Neither do I.
His power really has no, you know, soft hit. It's either he'll burn you alive or he won't. So he's trying not to do that.
Right. Team super bad.
The order is given. Balaam transforms and charges inside. You'll hear Caitlin yell. And then you see Tiago Reese pull back his hood, transform from the melon cart lady, and charge into the room. The only person who could see him right now is you, Haldir, because you can, like, you're looking down into the, you know, the whole wall blew out. So you're actually looking down into the inn.
Oh.
You see Balaam charge in. You see Foza appear, pull his sword, and go to charge at this giant monster that appears to be menacing a small girl. You see Caitlin take a few steps back. You just see Tiago sweep in.
Targeting system initiated.
Wrap his arms around her, look right at you, nod, and vanish. As that happens, you see Cyril stand and nod, and he touches his forehead, and he vanishes. Then you hear a caw from across the way, and Bang Bang, who was sitting there, completely alive, touches his forehead, and he and his platform vanish.
Who's Bang Bang?
Bang Bang is a Kenku. So imagine a giant bird person, right, who also has guns. And so that one vanishes as well. And the only one left is Balaam, who is now engaged in combat with Foza, so can't teleport at that moment. But she looked like she wanted to get out of there too. And they all have the same kind of like headband, like a silver headband with a single god stone embedded in the middle of it. It's also got lights along it, like little, like it, as like if we saw it, you would think it was modern day. This is technology that's not from this era.
Okay, technically it's Caitlin's turn, but if she's out of action, then I guess it's my turn. Do I see any of that?
Definitely see the guy that was you. We definitely see that crow person who had one of these guns pulled out that looked just like one of the guns Haldir pulled out. Like whatever the weapon is he's got, this one's got one too. And it was standing on like this metal rod that was just suspended in the middle of the air. Right? You saw that guy vanish. You definitely saw Cyril stand up. You recognized him immediately. And then you saw him vanish. And that's all you saw.
Okay. So assuming that I don't see that woman or anything else going on then.
You did see your brother run into the inn. You did see that.
Well, I will reach out with my divinity using my god voice and say, run for your life to the Kadarians.
I would like you to roll intimidate. I like you to roll with advantage. Because I think at this point, I mean, they're hardened soldiers, but
I've been practicing this, I'm flying in the fucking air with a shield around me, with their little pew pew arrows like crunched
there's
at my
feet.
There's
only so much you can be taught, right? Right? And then all of a sudden you're facing it, and it's like, wait a minute, yeah, no, I'm with you.
Okay, so with advantage, then that is a 21.
Okay, I'm gonna have them roll. See if they can keep their composure without their leader next to them.
With their thing dropped to the ground in stone right now.
Yeah, they are panicked. I would say that they're running for cover now. So they spend this entire round running to the sides. They're not retreating. They're soldiers, but they're running to the sides of the alley to get cover. So they're not going to take any actions this round.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
They're not. Okay.
Well done.
All right. Back to the top of the round. Doro.
Oh.
All right. So, Doro, you can hear explosions and screaming and gunfire, even though you don't know what gunfire is, coming from where your hotel was.
And Rena's doing better.
And Rena seems to be fine. Like there's like her chest isn't moving. She doesn't seem to be as panicked, and she said she was okay. So unless you want to roll a medicine, do you want to roll a medicine?
Nah.
All right.
She's okay now, so I teleport back up to the rafters, get Nira down safely back down to the ground.
Thank you. The others, and she like just grabs her bow and starts running for the entrance.
I say, Rena, come on!
You can hear all the commotion happening downtown. You could teleport them downtown, or you can run downtown. It'll take you about 5 rounds to run downtown.
My intention is now to try and stop the loose Bantas. So,
Grantas, yeah.
Grantas, wait, yeah. Right, wait.
We're not Star Wars. Don't get me serious.
Sorry. Grantas.
Edit. Okay, and go.
My intention is to stop the loose Grantas. So
yeah, you don't necessarily see them, but you hear a lot of commotion around the hotel.
Right. Didn't one escape into the inn?
Yeah, one is inside the inn and is smashing around inside it.
The inn is attached to that.
You know what? You can see that one. So through the big front windows, you can see a Granta inside the inn just hurling tables and chairs everywhere. It's just smashing around.
Can I see the entrance to the inn from the stables that we were in?
You can see clear into it because it's got big front windows in it. So, absolutely.
Then instead of running with Nira as we come back down and she starts to take off, instead of following her and being like, Rena, come with me, I grab Rena by her clothes as I'm running to the door.
She's getting the stone in her into a knapsack again. She's like tying it because she knows Doro, so she's like quickly doing it, like puts it in a sash, like, and throws it into her sash. Like she's like, sure.
Yep. And then these little teeny hands clasp around your shoulders, right?
I grab her as I'm running by, and I try to teleport us into the inn to stop that Grantid.
I just need a divinity roll. This should be pretty easy for you.
I like that dice on D&D Beyond.
It's so cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. I like that. 17 and 14 is like fucking 20, 31 or something. I don't know.
In the middle of the tavern, on top of the main bar, appear Doro and Rena, perfectly positioned on the bar. Directly in front of you is a huge Granta that has clearly just smashed into the wall and is now turning around to face off against a Kadarian who has a sword out that is also facing off against a giant red demon-toed humanoid that is about 12 feet tall and has fingers that end in scythes. And that's what you all see when you appear.
I calmly turn towards Rena and say, okay, so, you know, business as usual. Shall we?
And then do I know what Foza looks like?
Well, okay, so no.
No.
But the family resemblance is strong enough, and you know that
all humans look the same.
Who are Kadarians. Right. So, I would like
racist
you to roll
wood elf.
An intelligence.
Okay.
Just roll a straight intelligence.
It's going to be a 9 from me.
All humans look alike. You have no idea that's his brother.
Dang. Because this was like, if I did recognize, I was going to be like, don't we know him? But like, such a...
Right.
So like, Doro is all like, you know, business as usual, you know? And I like look around and I go...
Pick a target.
Which one?
So I would say that the Granta are the Granta is the most dangerous to the people that haven't gotten out.
Is the Granta have one of the things in it or no?
It does not. Okay. It's just mad.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's
just had a bad day.
Yeah, Rena's conflicted because, like, she has her Tiago complex.
Sure. Right. He's nowhere to be seen.
Right. But she knew he was in the alleyway, before.
Yeah. Right. I mean, I imagine if you knew Tiago was here, you'd ignore everything else and just charge after
him.
That was one of the plans we had, was that if you guys had been in a different place, Tiago was going to purposely appear and show himself to Rena to drag Rena away while they went after Caitlin. Yeah. Yeah.
Is there, a way, can Rena get out of the inn without...
Oh, easily.
An attack of opportunity from anyone.
Oh, I mean, the back wall is no more. Uh-huh. There are several windows shattered. There's holes now in this building, any direction you want to go.
Okay, she's looks at Doro, and she goes, Cyril, Tiago, two other people, rooftop, thanks. And then she just she
jumps out a window.
Jumps out a window. bypasses everything that's in the inn. Right.
There are many other enemies and I am Batmaning out. That's basically what you do.
I got fish to fry. Other ones, gotta go. Right. So
you burst into the alley behind, and you see 10 sleeping Granta piled up on top of each other.
Okay, Caitlin, okay.
Right. And that's it, though. You see people panicking. You see Kadarians across the road ducking into alleys with crossbows. But you don't see any of the others that you spotted in your vision.
Actually, I don't know Caitlin's back. So those are just sleeping Granta.
But there's 10 sleeping Granta in the middle of chaos. Yeah. It had to have been Caitlin. What else could it possibly be?
Right, and I'm I guess she's back. And then... So I don't see anything, though. I don't see, Melancar lady, or I don't see...
But you do hear a loud mechanical click as Haldir, standing aside this, at the edge of this balcony, his foot up, the wind blowing in his long, beautiful hair as he slams a shotgun home and ejects a casing as this giant construct lays crumbled at his feet below.
Do you want more of the best role-playing podcasts you have ever heard? Then check out our new TTRPG podcast network. Does it roll?
That's a 9 force damage.
Wow, okay. Ooh. Your Eldritch Blast just explodes the throat away. The body just lies there, black ooze spraying out.
We are the official home of Wizards of the Coast Rime of the Frostmaiden game, and we have several adventures already posted for you to enjoy. You can check us out weekly on Twitch at twitch.tv/doesitroll or check out the podcast versions at doesitroll.com.
She looks up at that. She goes, racist motherfucker. Then she goes, I'm moving on. So then she is going to try to get up to the top of the roof.
Oh, easily. Just roll me an acrobatics and you'll parkour the fuck up there.
Hell yeah.
Isn't Balam the big frog thing still in the inn, right?
Yes, she is. She's very much in the inn and is facing off against Foza and apparently a Granta.
16.
Right. And Doro.
And Doro, right. 16
Silence,
gets you up on
Michael.
Yeah. There's a couple barrels and then there's a fire escape, whatever. You hop up there pretty easily and you're right next to Haldir.
And I'm next to Haldir and do I see
on the balcony,
lady?
Yeah. As you pop up there, the lady has turned into that giant frog.
Okay, so she's down there.
So you pop up there, you don't see the lady. You can look into and you see the three of them now in this, in the inn, all facing off against each other. Okay. And then, of course, Doro, who's on the bar.
Okay. Well, that's probably all I can do for my turn, essentially, so.
Yep, fair enough. So you're just kind of nod to Haldir?
No, Haldir. I want to be away from Haldir. When I jump up, I don't want to be...
Yeah, there's plenty of other balconies. You could just sort of crawl up to a different balcony.
We're social distancing from each other.
Yeah.
It's like a nice 6 feet,
Let's say there's Rena's balcony, then it goes balcony, and then Haldir's balcony. Okay, fair.
Foza and the Kadarians.
All right, so I'm trying to think, what is Foza's motivation now? So Foza ran into the hotel. You know what? He's going to let the Granta and this red demon thing go at each other. He just disengages and sprints up the stairs because he's still trying to get to his brother. So he's running to the rooftop.
And Doro, he would see Doro.
Yeah, but he didn't care.
Yeah. Well,
there's a halfling on a bar. What the fuck does he care? He's going after
his
brother.
He's seen him before, so I don't know.
Has he?
Well, now I'm attacking Michael's brother.
Wait, has Foza... Wait. Has Foza seen Doro?
Wasn't he on a ship and Doro did something on a ship and then, like, they saw
each other? Oh, fuck, yes.
Oh, yeah.
He was on the black... Yeah. All right, you know what? Let's see if he...
That ship I destroyed.
Yeah, I was like, weren't you on that?
Wait, I'm going to roll his intelligence.
Whoops.
Okay, so Foza looks towards the staircase, but you come barreling through, Rena, which draws his eye to the bar where he sees a halfling, and he stops dead, and his eyes go wide, and he goes, "You."
Sorry about that.
And he draws his sword, and he starts heading towards the bar.
So, okay.
Actually, you know, he would be able to attack. So he charges the bar. Yeah, he charges the bar, and he rolls to hit. He swings a sword at Doro and rolls a 14 to hit.
No.
You just jump or teleport away, and he just whiffs and misses completely. He would have hit you straight in the chest, but you just easily get out of the way.
All right, I assume the rest of the Kadarians just sort of huddle in their great fear.
Right, getting ready to shoot, but basically, like, I don't want to die. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
All right.
I think that's safe. I mean, they are just... I mean, again, they're highly trained soldiers, but, like, I think if a Marine saw a god descend, they still might take cover.
Right. Well, no, and I passed the intimidation check, so they should be, like, startled for...
Also, you tore the staves out of the dwarves. The dwarves, by the way, never left the wagon. They're just kind of hunched back there. They're not fighting. They were here to clearly control the construct, and that's all they were in for.
They like crying because their construct's like broken.
They seem mad. They seem upset. But it's not like in Star Wars where they're like, oh, the queen. No, it's just, it's a robot. They'll make a new one, you know.
That costs a lot of money.
I was also like, costs a lot of money and labor costs.
They don't care about that. They're not paying the bill. Yeah. They're just doing a job. Yeah.
Okay, the Granta that's still up.
Okay, the Granta that's still up charges Balon and fucking rolls a natural 20. So,
man.
Okay, this is... Hang on.
I thought this was going to go the other way, and I was going to have to step in and save the Granta, but...
37 points of damage as it lowers its head, charges across the room, picks up this giant red monster, crashes through the wall and into the street directly below where Haldir was just fighting that creature, and tosses her like another 12 feet into the wall across from her. And some of the Kadarians just go running at this point. They're not like that. That was it. That was the last thing they needed. So they're all sprinting away.
Peace.
A lot of other people are running away.
Gods are floating above, and the thing that gets them is a beast slamming
into
something.
It's a giant red. It's a 12 foot tall demon toad creature with knives for hands, fighting an elephant. I mean, yeah, they're gonna run.
I would be like, ooh, get my camera out. No, I'm just kidding. I wouldn't actually. Yeah. But...
Everyone else got their iPhones.
Yeah,
wow. World star, right? All right, so who's next?
Haldir.
Is it within range of my shotgun?
It is a target-rich opportunity below you, and yes, they're all within range of your shotgun.
Yeah, so I see Balam come out just through everybody, because she can heal. Right.
And she's already healing. Her whole shoulder was like ripped out of a socket, and you see her stand up and flip it back over, and it already is connecting and re-knitting.
So as I want to shoot her, I want to yell to the team, "She's healing, hit her again."
She hears that voice, and even though she's facing off against a Granta, her eyes narrow because she knows who that is. And she looks up at you
as I shoot her with a shotgun.
Man, she's had a bad couple days.
Brutal.
First was a 21. A 22, sorry.
That's going to hit, yes.
To hit. And then the second to hit was a natural 1.
Okay. So the first one hits, and you cock the second one, and your finger just catches in the guard, right? And you accidentally flip on the safety, which you didn't even know. Well, I mean, you know it's there because you know everything about the gun, but you just did it wrong. And you flick the safety on it. When you go to pull again, it just chunk and does nothing.
God damn it. All right. So damage on the first is 15.
She catch her right in the shoulder she was just healing.
Oh, get that fucking arm off of her.
Big, huge hole. Again, that hole's already healing, but, I mean, you wounded an already wounded Balaam, and she does not look happy.
I think that's off my turn, right?
All right.
Okay, Para.
Okay, he's heard the shotguns go off. He heard Doro yell. He saw... Para would see Rena and go, oh, and he would just like fly down to you and land like in this, you know, big arc of flame, hits the rooftop. The flames go away, and he just throws his arms around you. He's like, Rena! And he just gives you a big hug. You're all right.
and like, no, he gives the big hug, and like Rena just pulls back and goes, where's Tiago?
What? Tiago?
Yeah, you know, he was here.
I didn't see Tiago. Is Tiago here? And the para like is panicked, and the fire's up, and he's just looking all around.
He was.
Oh, okay. And he's like, okay, I'll look. And he goes soaring into the air and just starts to do circles around the area.
Okay, team super bad. Whoever's left.
All right, that would be Balaam, and Balaam growls, looks up at Haldir, narrows her eyes, but is too smart to continue this. She steps into the alley. As she does, she transforms back into, well, she transforms into that woman with the address and just touches her forehead and vanishes.
I'm telling y'all.
Time to get out of town, guys. How about a frog fest?
There's got to be a frog fest somewhere, yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Kanan, I guess, is out, and so it's my turn. And so at this point, there is no...
Oh, Foz is our only threat that's still around.
Foz is the only threat, but I don't know anything about
that. And the animal.
Right, and the Granta in the middle of the road, yeah, who is still in a danger to people. Yeah,
I almost said Bantha, Doug.
I know, you guys got to stop. You're going to get me sued.
Sorry.
Because trust me, Disney can shut me down whenever they want to. They just have to write a letter.
Right. Okay, well, it's my turn, and seeing no immediate threat with me, and now that Para's like gone shooting up into the air and flying around for some reason, I will descend upon the earth. His feet has touched the ground.
All I can see is Magneto. Well, you know, you have, I picture
one
Michael
little toe
flying.
That's like, you know, like yeah, slightly below the other, and like, yeah,
right. Okay, a whole stadium is coming down with you. Yeah, right, that's right. I see. Yeah.
Okay, yes. So I will descend and sort of reassess.
Roll perception then.
Okay, 19 plus 2 is 21.
That'll do it. So you descend, and this is what you have witnessed now. You definitely saw Haldir shoot the demon toad lady. You saw the demon toad lady turn back into a lady and vanish in just out of nothing. You also see this big boar creature that's getting back onto its feet after ramming the demon lady through the wall. You also can see into the bar where you see your brother draw a sword and try to kill Doro. Those are the two things you see. And you also see Rena on top of the rooftop. You saw your boyfriend fly into the air and is now clearly doing reconnaissance above you. Doro, where are you right now? Oh, no, you're in the bar, right. Yeah. So you see everyone.
Well, knowing that Doro can take care of himself.
Very, very valid. Your brother does not, is very talented,
brother,
but probably
talented,
doesn't stand a match
stand
against,
a
yeah,
chance in hell, yeah, with Doro. But I also don't want to see Foza hurt, and
right,
Doro doesn't know to not hurt him. So,
right. These are all true things, yes.
So I think I would reach out with my divinity and clasp Foza and pull him outside.
Oh, so you just lift him into the air? Yeah.
Like
yes,
a doll.
You can easily do that. So you see Hello, Foza brother, get lifted and then kind of spun around to face to face you. And he's still got his sword out, but like he can't.
I don't
do
have
anything.
Him in sword range to me, obviously.
No, like, no, there's nothing he can do. Like he can't swing at you. He can't get down. So he's just kind of floating there, you know, looking panicked and grasping his sword.
Okay.
Then we're out of combat, except for the Granta. Do any of you want to do anything as it's getting back up?
Is it in my line of sight? Oh.
Oh, yeah. Oh. All of you. You can
Ping.
All see the Granta.
Sleep arrow.
Oh, so you all... Oh, nice. Okay, so you just rolled a hit,
okay,
and then I'll roll a constitution save. Probably going to make it.
Yeah.
But Let me see. Oh, I rolled a one.
Oh. Well, so, I rolled a 13.
Yeah, they don't need, it's not hard to hit them. They're the size of a fucking barn and they're basically just a cow. So yeah, you struck this thing in the shoulder. So this giant creature gets up and ping, this little teeny arrow just dunk, sticks its back. It turns and and just collapses and crushes the fake melon cart from the fake melon cart lady as it collapses to the ground. And aside from a hovering Fosa, we are completely out of order. Pretty much everyone's fled this area. It's just you guys in a cacophony of destruction all around you.
Still don't know who Fosa is, so I'm looking up at Para and being like, you see anything?
So Para's up above you, right? Yeah. And like he just sky writes no as he's flying around.
Damn.
So what's actually happening inside the tavern right now?
So you turn to look inside the tavern, and there's a rush of air next to you as Otamiel is suddenly just above you with his bow out. The others. And then he sees them. Oh, I guess I have arrived too late. And so as you look down onto the tavern below, all you see is Doro, who has teleported from the bar. Where did you go, Doro, when you teleport out of the way of the sword?
So he... Well, no, when he swung at me, so I just, like, hopped over his blade, like, totally, like, in disgust. Like, I came here to save you from this Granta. Why are you attacking me, you asshat?
You're actually scolding him. Like,
yeah,
I was
I'm
here
like,
to
what
help you.
Doing? Yeah. And then the Granta, like, rams this demon thing outside, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then this guy that randomly attacks me just gets scooped up by probably Zion.
So when Zion uses his energy. You all can see his energy. Other people would just see him float in the air. You see this purple blob basically reaching through the window, grab him up like a hand, and drag him out of there.
I'm like, that's Zion. And I stop and I sigh to myself and say, remember when I used to pick pockets?
right.
You know,
right.
And then like the Granta that just ran out the door just flops over. Like you see an arrow go tick, and then it just goes boom. Like, you know?
Douche, yeah.
So I just I hop down behind the bar and I pour myself a drink. Oh wait, no, I don't do that. Doro doesn't drink. That's right. Never mind. No, yeah. So I don't do that.
Wait, what if Doro's just getting a whiskey for the others? Because
I could get a glass of milk, or he goes to drink it. Remembers, I don't drink.
I don't drink.
I hate this. No, that's exactly what happens. I start to do it, and then I'm like, wait, I don't do that, and I just throw it away.
And just go walking out. I assume you're all gathering again with Zion as he's holding his brother in the air. And at this point, you all recognize they clearly look like each other.
Oh, we do.
Like, they're related. Yeah.
Weird.
This is my brother. He is not to be harmed.
Zion, you know that. I mean, sorry. Doro, you know this guy. This guy was definitely on the Blackwater.
I know him from at least two different occasions, I think. Yeah. Yeah, I know who that is. Yeah.
Oh, that's Zion's brother, right?
Oh, right. Because they're not all the same people. I remember that.
You hear horses and a bunch, like there's clearly an encampment somewhere outside town of Kadarians. You hear soldiers heading into town and probably can see some at this point, too.
So, you know, I look up to my brother who's like obviously struggling and angry.
Very mad and probably kind of startled. Yeah.
Yes. I wish things could have been different between us. Goodbye. And I release him from my grasp. So, but
he drops
gently
to his knees.
Yeah,
right.
And just sort of stare him down. If he's going to try,
puts his sword away. No, he's not dumb. He's like he knows what you guys have done.
He's
and there's
surrounded
a lot of
by like a lot of gods and a lot of like destruction around him.
Look, I mean, one guy. I'm not saying a cop wouldn't shoot at one Avenger, but a cop is not going to shoot at six Avengers. Like. He just slams his sword home and looks at you. And before he goes to turn and rejoin his men, he stops and he looks back. Moderate's dead. And then he looks towards Rina and he looks at Rina and he looks at Otamiel. Doesn't know that either one of you were involved. Otamiel was, but he didn't know that. But he does know it was one of UL's. He points at both of them. One of theirs killed him. And he just walks away. Thank you for joining us for Season 6, Episode 3, Countdown, Part 3. We are busy recording and editing the next chapter of God's Fall, and you can listen to Season 6, Episode 4 right now at patreon.com/godsfall. We'll see you next time in the world of the Five Kingdoms. This show was produced and edited by Dead Ghost Productions. Find out more about us and all the shows we make at deadghostpro.com.